So last evening, I was privileged to go and see Les Misérables. And one of the amazing things in that most remarkable of shows is you see the contrast between the godless and the godly. And of course, it opens with the bishop coming to Jean Valjean, who had been a criminal, and extending to him such profound mercy that it changes Jean Valjean's life forever. And he moves from being a hardened, bitter man into being a person who repeatedly through the show is referred to as being the face of an angel. We always live in a world where we have these choices between how we are going to respond to the reality of our lives. This is shown in a particular way in our reading from Isaiah this morning. For here we are told of a great king, a king by the name of Hezekiah. Now you need to remember something. Hezekiah's father was Ahaz. Remember, we've been hearing about Ahaz all week, the one who went into an alliance with the king of Assyria. And even though Ahaz is a descendant of King David and should be a son of David, he referred to himself as the son of the king of Assyria. You see, he had sold out. He had allowed for the culture around him that was so influential and so powerful to suck him up. But not King Hezekiah. Hezekiah became king at the age of 29. He became king at the age of 25, and he reigned for 29 years. And we read in the book of Kings, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. It's interesting. If you were to read through that part of the Bible, that we know more about King Hezekiah's life than any other king, with the exception of David. And so the writer is wanting to highlight this particular king because he was a man of such holiness. Oh, and by the way, his father, as I said, was Ahaz. Do you know who Hezekiah's son was? Manasseh, one of the worst kings that Judah ever had. But here is Hezekiah. At the height of his kingship, he's 39 years old. And you'll notice that we didn't have a psalm today for our responsorial reading. Do you know why? Because we had that portion of Isaiah 38 that had been left out of our reading. From verses 10 to verse 19, you have Hezekiah's prayer. And we had that sense in that prayer that he's crying out to God in the noontime of my life. I'm in my prime. I'm 39 years old. God, there's so much more I want to do. Don't take me now. And then that vivid imagery where he says of his life, as I'm on the point of death, my dwelling is plucked up and removed from me like a shepherd's tent, like a weaver. I have rolled up my life. He cuts me off from the loom. I said this before during the week. There's no writing like in the Bible. You just don't hear this stuff elsewhere. This beautiful poetry. We understand this kind of language. And we could appreciate what it must be like if we were given a death sentence. Get your house in order, as Isaiah says to Hezekiah, you shall not recover. But here's the beautiful thing about Hezekiah and his prayer. He is able to turn to God with all of his heart. And he pours out his heart to the Lord. And in that part of the reading that we did have from Isaiah 38, verse 2, let me just read this again. Remember now, O Lord, I beseech you, how I walked before you in faithfulness and with a whole heart and have done what is good in your sight. You can live that way, I can live that way, or we can choose to reject that way. And that's what we're being called to today. Are we going to walk before the Lord in faithfulness with our whole heart and choose to do good? in the sight of God. And the amazing thing that happens is God in his mercy will add 15 more years to King Hezekiah's life. Hezekiah will die at the age of 54. And there's something interesting about this, because at this time in Hezekiah's life, there is a crisis in Jerusalem. That it seems that Jerusalem's end is imminent, that the Assyrians are going to come and they are going to obliterate the city. But just as God gives Hezekiah a reprieve because of his heartfelt prayer and sincere piety, so too Jerusalem will be given a reprieve for a time. Jerusalem is spared. And perhaps in part because of this godly king who lived in a way that gave glory to God. Back to Les Miserables. The story is set between the years 1815 and 1832. 1815, the end of Napoleon. But France is in such turmoil, such crisis. And it's beautiful how Victor Hugo, the author of Les Mis, is able to highlight for us this man, Jean Valjean, who asks the question, who am I? And he discovers that he is a son of God. And just before he dies, he sings a beautiful song in which he says, take me home so that I will see the face of God. Do you know the priest who was living at this time? Saint Jean Vianney. He was a priest during this exact period of Les Mis. And to see how that one priest was able to make such a difference because he was so godly. It is this that is at the heart of our readings today. There is nothing more important in this world, a world that's so confused, a world that is so faithless, a world that is in so many ways accommodated the culture like Ahaz did or like Manasseh would do. In a world like this, you need to be a Hezekiah.